AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A judge in Texas is giving mother of two, Kate Cox, permission to get an abortion. It's an unprecedented challenge to the state's ban that took effect after Roe v. Wade was overturned last year. Cox is 20 weeks pregnant, and doctors say her fetus has a fatal diagnosis. It's not clear how quickly or whether Cox will get an abortion. New York Democrat Jamal Bowman was censured by the House for setting off a fire alarm in a House building as the chamber was in session.
When I tried to exit a door that I usually go through, it didn't open, and due to confusion and rush to go vote, I pulled the fire alarm. I immediately took responsibility and accountability for my actions and pled guilty.
Bowman pleaded guilty in October to a misdemeanor charge. Mark Alford is a Missouri Republican.
We must rise above partisan politics and hold our own accountable.
Censure is a punishment one step below expulsion from the House. The head of the UN is warning the Security Council of an impending humanitarian catastrophe in Gaza.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said in a letter to the 15-member council that Gaza's humanitarian system was at risk of collapse after 2 months of war. Guterres invoked Article 99 of the UN Charter, which says the Secretary General may inform the Council of matters he believes threaten international peace and security. His spokesperson, Stefan Dujarric, said in a news conference,
"The Secretary General urges the members of the Security Council to press to avert a humanitarian catastrophe, and he appeals for a humanitarian ceasefire to be declared."
The 22-nation Arab group at the UN has strongly backed a ceasefire, but the United States, Israel's closest ally, has veto power in the Security Council and has not supported a ceasefire. I'm Karen Shamas.
This is AP News. Gas prices keep falling.
Gas is $3.20 a gallon today, says the AAA. That's the national average, and it's 4 cents less than a week ago, 20 cents less than a month ago. The lowest prices are in the South and parts of the Midwest. You can find gas for $2.68 a gallon in Texas. But if you're driving in California, buckle up. It's $4.74 a gallon there, the highest in the nation. What can you do to save some money on gas? Well, the AAA says drive the speed limit, no faster, and avoid those jackrabbit starts. Don't idle unnecessarily, and as you approach a red light or a stop sign, take your foot off the gas early and let your car coast until it's time to brake, says the AAA. I'm Rita Foley.
The tiny Indian Ocean island nation of Seychelles declared a state of emergency after a huge blast at an explosive depot happened after deadly flooding hit the country. 3 people died in the flooding. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.